Well, it finally feels like winter, and it is winter. And if it's a winter, that means it's time once again for our reunion with a couple of good friends of Robin Hood Radio, Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand, and of course, the Taconic Learning Center. And first of all, before we start anything, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to one and all, and to both you, Tom, and you, Larry, as well.
Thanks ever so much, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall. And good to be with you again.
It's nice to hear your guys' voices again, because once again, this is another session for the Taconic Learning Center, the winter term. And once again, these courses this time, once again, will be held using Zoom, no in-person classes. Who knows, maybe by the next time there'll be in-person classes again. But all these, what we're going to talk about is, of course, via Zoom. And as we're talking, I'll start off right now and mention that taconiclearningcenter.org is a website. Basically, even if you don't know the website, if you just go to the web and in the browser, type in Taconic Learning Center, and guess what? It'll come up. But taconiclearningcenter.org. And right from that site on, you can go and you can find out the course listings and stuff and more and get all the information like that. But guys, once again, you have... We're living in a very interesting time, and I think every time I speak to you two, the courses that you offer really encompass such a wide variety of topics, and yet a lot of them are just so concurrent with what's going on today. I think one of the great things I see about the Taconic Learning Center, I hear about people that go to it, is the fact that it keeps people involved and active and still investigating, no matter what age they are. And you can be 15 and you can be 90. It doesn't matter. This stimulates that drive. So you folks that put this together are to be congratulated once again, because it must be a horrible thing to try to put this all together, especially in a pandemic.
Well, you know, it really it isn't, Marshall. I am so lucky to have instructors who are so willing every term to offer their wisdom and insight. And on the other side of the coin, I've got so many people who are members of TLC who have such intellectual curiosity. It's been a delight to do this for many years.
Well, you know, Tom, you can comment on this a bit, but I think that the words intellectual curiosity are something that must somehow be handed down to younger people, because I think that's one of the things that we're lacking nowadays with social media, is the actual intellectual curiosity to dive and dig deep and find out and get correct information.
Correct information. That's an interesting concept these days.
Well, you know, the old thing, if you don't learn from the past, you're bound to repeat it. And I think that your topics all go in so many different angles. And it's so easy for people to participate. And when I say participate, it is. You're not being talked to. You're participating a two-way conversation in these classes. So I guess, Tom, we'll start off and we'll go over a list of classes, first of all, that you'll talk about. And once again, all the classes we're talking about are available online at taconiclearningcenter.org. But also, if you need any more information on Taconic Learning Center itself, their telephone number, if you want to try to reach that, is 860-364-9363. So, Tom, we'll start off with you and go over some of the courses that you would like to highlight this morning.
Okay, let's start. I'm starting with my class that starts on January 18th, and it'll be 5 Zoom sessions. It's the kind of class that I would have done with a lot of video and audio. Not Northwest Corner does not have the kind of
internet service. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm doing it on PowerPoint, and I'm having a very good time pulling up stuff. The title of the course is Hits and Misses. Hits mean hit shows. Misses, well, I could I tried flops, but that didn't look very good in print, so I changed it to hits and misses. And based on actually my career, ego trip, Tom, ego trip, based on my career, I'm going to explore the kind of theater events that I have done and that an audience might wonder, why was that so lousy or why was that so good? A kind of understanding of bringing critical judgment to what is probably an entertainment event. So we'll be talking about tours that I have directed. I did 7 productions of As You Like It, all set in different periods, and the reasons why. And we can go on to an off-Broadway musical that I did from the very beginning, and a show that I did at the Goodspeed Opera House that went on to the Schubert in New Haven and then went on to Washington, D.C., and then came to Broadway and was careened by the New York Times critic. So that's one of my misses. And this concept actually came from you, Larry, a colleague of yours in Mexico, where you are not going to be this winter, I guess.
That's for sure.
Inspired something that you sent me, and I've run with it.
Well, that's terrific. We're looking forward to it.
Any other courses on your list there, Tom?
Oh, I think go ahead. I think Larry, you want to take the next one?
Oh, all right. We'll do them
in sequence.
The way they're, in sequence. Okay. On Tuesday, starting I believe this is on January the 19th, in the morning, 10 to 11, Tom Key will be teaching a course he has entitled Men Plan, the Gods Laugh, but sometimes the gods are not paying attention. Well, this will be a course focusing on making the Constitution and the ratification of the Constitution, Mr. Madison's War and the Battle of New Orleans, and a look at Don Sickles. These are all part of a series of courses that Tom has given for the past at least 10 or 12 winters, and they all are focused on paradoxes in American history, things that started out one way and wound up a very different way. Tom is a terrific instructor, and I know that will be a great course. 6 sessions there. On Tuesday, from 1 o'clock, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, there'll be 8 Zoom sessions. Bob Rumsey is teaching a course on Douglas MacArthur, and he has a fascinating course description of which I'm going to read you just a wee bit. Rarely in American history has there been a more fruitful subject for partisanship than Douglas MacArthur. Few of his contemporaries, subsequent biographers, or historians were immune to his attraction or repulsion. William Manchester called him an American Caesar. FDR was sure he was the most dangerous man in American history. He may have been comparable to Caesar as an inspirational leader of men when he wasn't antagonizing him. This is going to be a super course, so I highly recommend it.
I think what's great about when you look back at great generals, especially MacArthur, you have to look back at the time frame in which they operated and what they did and the political situations in which they operated in. And when you look at MacArthur, he was his own man, and he was not very good at following orders from the very top. The same thing could be said about George Patton, but they're both immensely huge figures in American history that you can just keep delving into and finding out more and more information about.
Definitely.
Our next course.
Linda Nyberg is doing a course on narratives of contagion in an age of pandemic. Okay. Which we are in the midst of. But we are not the first to be in the midst of that kind of a situation. bubonic plague, cholera, influenza, AIDS, and now COVID-19. And she asks how literature has shaped cultural histories of disease outbreaks. And her readings that she will assign and discuss include Boccaccio's The Decameron, Daniel Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year, Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death, Catherine Ann Porter's Pale Horse, Pale Rider, Tony Kushner's Angels in America, and others. Weekly readings will be supplemented by essays and scientific materials that she puts online for you and then discusses. She's a very accomplished teacher, and it's going to be very interesting, I believe.
Well, yes. Especially during we're living through something that people can relate to it.
Yes.
That's a great thing about this course.
I think that's why she chose it.
Yeah.
But then she goes on. She's going to have a busy day on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Because she's got the Narratives of Contagion at 10 in the morning, and then at 1 o'clock she starts Renaissance Women Writers. She'll read poetry, prose, and drama written by women in continental Europe and England during the early modern period. Consider the possibilities that were available to women, conditions within which they wrote, and what writerly concerns reveal about them as individuals. And lots of interesting material, none of which I am familiar with, so I better take that class.
Yeah, and there are 8 sessions of that, too.
Right.
Yep.
And she fills the time.
Yes, she certainly does. So on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to 3 o'clock, Professor Richard Kesson, who many of you know from his writings in the Lakeville Journal and the Berkshire Eagle, will be teaching a course on our novel coronavirus, what we have learned, where we have failed, and what is coming next. He'll have 4 sessions, the first of which will be on basic molecular biology, the virus and its spread, then sessions 2 and 3 on the vaccines, and session 4, the politics surrounding the struggle with COVID-2, with SARS-CoV-2. And he will post an aggregate of the columns on this subject that he has written for both the Lakeville Journal and the Berkshire Eagle. I am so pleased that Dr. Kesson is back with us once again. I'm sure this is you couldn't have a more relevant topic.
You know, and what's interesting about it is it weaves everything in here. It weaves basic biology. It weaves basic common information about the virus. And you know what this thing excludes? It excludes politics. See, nowadays everything is looked in it, whether it's red or blue, even the virus. And I think a course like this, talking about the novel coronavirus itself and where we started and where we are, I think it's a course that can benefit just about anybody nowadays.
Definitely.
Shakespeare, who's going to take Shakespeare here?
I'm going to take Shakespeare, or actually Bob Ramsey's going to take Shakespeare, and he's going to deal with Shakespeare's final 3 plays. And believe me, there's a lot of politics in those plays. So we haven't missed politics in this winter term here. What can I say? Plays that a lot of us don't know. Cymbeline, Winter's Tale, and The Tempest. The Tempest is probably the best known of those 3. But the others are certainly... How do I say it? They're complicated. They're emotionally true. They explore things like schizophrenia, jealousy, and Tempest, which is really a beautiful, beautiful play, which is, you can interpret it as post-colonial, political, and explorations of gender, beautiful verse and songs. And for the Shakespeare class, and this is going to be interesting, I think, in terms of a Zoom class, because all those little boxes are going to talk, because the students will be reading the play.
Well, you know, I look at the list of subjects once again that you have starting with the winter term, and it really is pretty amazing. Once again, if you've been listening, or we're talking with Larry Rand and Tom Grunewald about the Taconic Learning Center, the winter term registration is open. The courses are all via Zoom due to the pandemic. No in-person classes this term. The classes start in right when we're recording this in a couple of days. But if you want more information on all these classes and how you join and how you donate, taconiclearningcenter.org is the website. When you get there, you've got your general information tab, your course listings and credits, membership, donation, venues, history, director. I mean, and you can register and apply for these courses online. And I know that for the two of you, before we wrap up, how is this, in both your opinions, how is it going during the pandemic with the people having to Zoom in? I think one of the added benefits is you're also making people more familiar with computers as an additional course here.
Well, on the basis of my experience with my class on the Roberts Court in the fall term, I'm amazed, frankly, at how smoothly people have adapted to this new circumstance. I probably had 30 to 35 people on Zoom with me as we discussed four or five cases from last year's term. And it was remarkable.
Tom, same feeling for you?
Well, I did not teach a course because I was so intimidated by not being able to do the videos and the audio things that I usually teach, but I was a devoted watcher and listener to Dick Paddock's course on Industrial Northwest Corner, and it was fascinating, and his accomplishments with the PowerPoint inspired me to do it. So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, once again, the Taconic Learning Center, their Zoom courses, and a couple of different ways to contact them on the web, taconiclearningcenter.org. And of course, 860-364-9363, 860-364-9363. Guys, I want you to have a happy holiday and a great winter session. And I guess the next time we'll speak is when you start your next session up.
Sounds great. And Marshall, have a great holiday season yourself.
Thank you very much, Marshall.